deny thyself, take up thy cross, and follow me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today on the calendar is marked the feast day of St. Paul of the Cross, the great founder of the Passionist congregation, who, by means of preaching devotion to our Lord's sufferings and death, the Holy Cross, was able to spark a great religious restoration amongst the faithful in Italy during the very era of the Enlightenment, the rise of Freemasonry, and all of the rest of it, the 18th century. He died about the year of the American Revolution, 1775 or 1776. As well, today we commemorate St. Vitalis, the martyr, who was buried in a pit and covered with stones because of his encouraging of other Christians to persevere even unto death in witnessing to their holy faith. Two other saints draw our attention as well. Today is the feast day of St. Louis de Montfort. St. Louis de Montfort did for France of his day about 70 years before St. Paul of the Cross what that apostle did in the Italian peninsula. St. Louis de Montfort preached the true devotion to the Virgin Mary, and that of course is the title of the wonderful book that he wrote, and he too was able to have incredible fruits amongst the simple, the common people, all throughout France, wherever he went, preaching the rosary and the true devotion to our Blessed Lady. And then last of all comes today the saint canonized by Pope Pius XII in 1954, Saint Peter Chanel, who was a Marist father, a father of the Missionaries of Mary, and who died as a martyr on one of the little islands near New Zealand, where he had been preaching the faith. And as is so often the case throughout history, he was not too successful at all as a preacher or as a missionary, but as soon as he shed his blood as a martyr, the entire population was converted to the Catholic faith and baptized. St. Louis de Montfort, as well as St. Paul of the Cross, have this in common about the importance of processions in their work. I was telling the children this morning, because this morning, of course, we had the Rogation Day procession. That is to say that by means of getting people's interest and moving them, both of these saints knew how to organize elaborate processions. St. Louis de Montfort with the recitation of the rosary. He himself wrote the popular hymns the people would sing. And at the end of the procession, when he came into a certain town for the first time, very often there would be some kind of a play. And he himself would sometimes play a dying soul over whom the devil and the guardian angel were fighting. He would also organize regularly a bonfire of the vanities, as it is called. Just as I was speaking to parents yesterday about getting rid of anything that's compromising or immoral in the way of books, music, films, etc. in their home, he would have the people bring those things to the bonfire. And on top of the bonfire, also to be burned, was an effigy representing the world. And that she would be dressed as a sort of a worldly society lady. And then the whole thing would be put up in flame. These productions, these processions made a great impression upon the people. Along with his preaching and his recitation of the rosary, he was able to make so many converts. St. Paul of the Cross, for his part, would not only preach the devotion to the Passion of our Lord, but he became literally another Christ. He was by his ordination, but he was too by his sufferings. Very often, as acts of penance, to win the conversion of hardened sinners, especially soldiers, he would march into a town in a procession, actually carrying a full, heavy cross, barefoot, his feet bleeding from the stones in the way, and with his head crowned with thorns, again, great amounts of blood. And then if he saw during his sermon that souls were not being moved, and you could tell then because of the reaction, that people remained impassive and cold, why then he would take a scourge and he would open up one side of his cassock as saints would, and he would actually scourge himself unto blood. so as to move those poor sinners to a firm regard for the blood of Christ and for their own immortal souls. So by means of devotion to Our Lady, devotion to the Passion of Christ, these saints were able to save tens of thousands of souls. They leave as their precious legacy these two devotions beloved of us, Our Lady, especially through the true devotion or the holy slavery, and the devotion to the Rosary, and then, of course, the devotion to the Passion of Christ. Let us pray especially today for a few special intentions for the renewal and the maintenance of these devotions in our hearts and in our midst, and for our poor beleaguered Catholics of Oceania, who so often find themselves without a true priest or the sacraments, that on this day St. Peter Chanel will give them relief and send them a good priest. And God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.